Good evening and welcome to the annual joint meetings with the Board of Supervisors and Citizen Boards. It is April 18th, 2024, and the time is now 6:45. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
And we'll begin roll call to my left.
Bill Genoway.
Joan Genoway, Pension Advisory Board.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Amanda Lackey, Assistant Township Manager.
Greg Phillips.
Carol Kenny.
And Tina Gorzillo. The next item on the agenda is Chairman's comments, Chairperson's comments. And the only comment that I have for this evening is that prior to this session, we had an executive meeting to deal with some legal matters. Now we're going to jump into the first of our advisory boards. One member's with us this evening, so I'd like to welcome Pension Board Member Joan Genoway. I'll turn the floor over to her.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Ready?
Yes. So, as you know, the Pension Advisory Board receives information on the variety of the pension and retirement groups provided to the Upper Marion staff. So the first one is the 401A defined contribution group, which is in the non-uniform group. This is really defined as that specifies the rate of contribution that the employer and the employee must contribute. And as you know, each employee contributes 3% of their wages and the township contributes 6% of wages for employees. The plan has a tier level vesting, but requires 6 years of service to be fully vested. There are no loan provisions in this 401A plan, and it's administered by Empower. As of the end of December 2023, the total plan assets are $26,122,006.61, and plan participants are 208. The next benefit is the Act 600 Police Pension Plan defined benefit. This is a benefit plan specified by the amount of benefits based on a formula that includes factors such as age, salary, and years of employment. It's governed by you, the Board of Supervisors. The plan assets are managed by DF Dent Company. The custodian of the funds is PNC Bank. And the consultant for this is Thomas J. Anderson and Associates. As far as how this is done, this, as of the end of 12/31/2023, cash and short-term investments were $685,471. Bonds, CDs, U.S. government obligations were $24,297,134. Stocks were $50,836,375. So the total cash and investments is approaching $76 million. The activity in terms of each of the categories for 2023, the net investment income was $11,101,027. The pension payments, the payouts were $4,388,808. The administrative expenses were $18,900, and the plan membership total for this is 132. Moving on to the deferred retirement option pension, or the DROP plan. As of the end of December 2023, the plan is also administered by Empower Retirement, and this is for an active member who has met eligibility requirements for the normal retirement may elect to participate in the DROP for a period up to 60 months. The assets total for this is $4,693,525.24, and the plan participants are 22. The next one is the 457 deferred compensation plan, and again, as of the end of 2023, the plan is administered by Empower Retirement, and this is this is mandatory for all police officers and optional for non-uniform employees. The assets total here is $24,630,224.86, and the plan membership is 197. And the last grouping is the Retirement Health Savings Plan. And again, as of the end of December 2023. The results are as follows. Plan is administered by the Optum Financial Group. Participation is open to all township employees on a voluntary basis. However, employees must be in a defined group and contribute a fixed percentage as agreed upon by the group per IRS code. Currently, there are only two groups defined in the ART and the Retirement Health Savings Plan, the executive group and the police command staff. The assets total is just over 2 million and plan membership is 44 participants. And that concludes the overall presentation.
Okay. I don't know if anyone has any questions or comments.
No, I just want to add that we successfully completed our transition from Mission Square, the former ICMA, to Empower. We had some hiccups along the way, obviously, but we think we've worked everything out now with that transition. So knock on wood, everything is going smoothly as we go forward.
I would just add that if you add the total assets being managed, it's $133 million plus. That's not a small amount of money. And I remember 2 years ago when the state held hearings here in this building, and I was fortunate enough to be one of the people testifying at the hearing. We were one of the few municipalities at that hearing across the state that actually had balances that were meeting the needs of our employees. And I believe that we need to take pride in what we do and how we do it here because, again, there are municipalities failing because they can't adequately manage the pension plans, and our investment managers are doing an excellent job with this.
And we had that across the board with the police, with everywhere, non-uniformed.
And we are fully funded. There's no distress level. There's three different levels when they categorize those plans, and we are in the top level. It's just they're doing a wonderful job, as you said. They're managing those funds, especially on the police side. You saw the balance. It's incredible. Most municipalities don't have anywhere near that money. So they're doing a great job.
Yeah. Has switching over to Empower been more user-friendly for us?
I think the website is.
The website, okay.
Yes.
So for the people
The glitch that we had is that anybody who was not getting paper copies of their statements, when we had this so-called blackout period when we made that transition, if you didn't take a screenshot or a snapshot of your accounts before you left, when the blackout period was over and we transitioned, you couldn't go back into Mission Square to see what you had, just to make sure everything moved over. We're working through that. We've had one or two instances where someone said the balance wasn't correct, but we've made strides in making sure that what they got was what they were supposed to get.
So Mission Square did not supply a final.
We have asked them, once we told them we were leaving, it was,
shut down.
We were persona non grata. We were very difficult to get anything done. We had asked them to supply a paper copy to everybody through December, to the blackout period, and they basically ignored us to an extent.
There's no regulatory body that oversees them that you could go to?
Their one comment was everybody should have seen what they had. Now I still got paper copies. I opted to do that, so I saw everything. So I want to say there, but there were probably about 60%+ of people, or employees, who didn't know what their ending balance was, because as soon as it blacked out, you didn't know until it transitioned over to Empower. We're still working on that. We did speak to John about what we can do. At this point, they're not even returning calls in some instances. So at this point, we believe everybody is where they're supposed to be. You know, there was just a little bit of like an hour or two that there was, you know, what we'll call interest calculation, but nothing to significantly impact anybody. You know? So, but at this point, Empower and Empower's website, a lot better.
A lot better. Good.
The best investment options are better. We don't have to invest in Mission Square's knockoff of a Vanguard fund or a Janus fund or, you know, a T Rowe or something like that. So But so far, everybody seems to be happy.
It's kind of short-sighted on the part of the people that we left, that we left now with such a bad taste in our mouth that if anyone were to come and ask us about our experience with the previous company, we're not going to give them a great review.
Absolutely.
They should have done, they should have been more positive.
Cooperative.
I know they must have been really disappointed, obviously, but that happens all the time. I'm sure people come to them from another place and vice versa. So
their service level had dropped tremendously even before the decision was made.
Well, shame on them.
I was going to suggest that that's the reason why we left, because we had plenty of employees who wanted to get things out of Mission Square, and they wouldn't even return phone calls.
Yeah.
We were paying really almost active management fees for passive management. At least with Empower and through Pat Geary's, you can talk to someone about your investment options. Mission Square, you weren't able to do that. Oh, you look good, but what should I do? They wouldn't give you that fiduciary advice. So.
Well, then they deserve the bad mouthing that
they will get.
That they may hear.
There was another township, large township, that also did the same transition and had the same issues.
Yeah. So I think we'll be better off. Some employees already had Empower from different jobs, and I don't think anybody's ever talked bad about Empower. So I think we'll be perfectly happy. Now, this is just for the 401A, the RHS, not the RHS, the 401A and the deferred comp. We did not touch the police. That'll stay with Death. And he's just done a fabulous job with their money.
Well, thank you for your work on this committee. Committee of one.
just well, sorry.
It's a thankless job. Nobody wants to be.
It's fine.
And it's important. And then the pension board, I have to tell you, going through a similar transition, the pension board had their hands full with this transition. And you know better than anybody the meetings and then the reviews of everything. So, but they made a good choice and a recommendation for the board.
Good to hear. Well, thank you for the presentation.
Welcome.
And coming this evening and managing this fund so well. You're part of that, and thank you.
Thanks. Happy to be a part of it.
And we'll adjourn this session and take a brief recess, and we'll return back with the Environmental Advisory Council in just a moment.